Good afternoon and welcome to the Other Page radio program brought to you by Triad Veterans League. My name is Haywood Fennell Sr. I'm your host and we are on WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. Welcome, folks. We're just here today and we're delighted to be here to talk about the veterans and a couple of other things, but please keep in mind, boy, when veterans serve, they don't play.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Folks, I just wanted to start off our program with some information that I just put up. You just heard it. Because there's so much going on around veterans and the issues that they are confronted with as a direct result of mental health challenges and unable to deal with the trauma of being in the military. You don't have to be in combat. You can just be in situations that become so stressful and traumatic that it affects the way you think about yourself. And so we want to be mindful of veterans that are in need of care. We got to be mindful, folks, because when you're talking about veterans in service, you're talking about people that raised their hand, male and female, and took an oath that they would follow orders. No matter the orders, they would follow those orders in defending the United States of America all over the world. You got to respect that. Here we are in the year 2024, April, and they just signed, or they just passed a bill for the President of the United States to sign for war. One country, the Ukraine, received $68 billion for a war to continue with Russia. And it was a lot of controversy around that, both pro and con. But if you can spend $68 billion for one country and another $25 billion for another country and another, I think it's about $12 billion for over there in Taiwan, but you can't spend any of that money to stop homelessness for veterans that have served in the United States of America. Now, isn't that something to think about? You're going to tell me you want to spend $68 billion American dollars for a war that has absolutely nothing to do with us? And you can't spend any of that money for veterans of the United States military? Boy, that's something to think about. We here at the Other Page Radio want to make it perfectly clear that we support veterans and their families. And we've had a couple of people come on from the governmental services here in Boston. And we appreciate them coming on. And we had an announcement that Governor Healey designated $20 million for housing for veterans. $20 million, folks. Now, that's not a lot of money. That is not a lot of money for veterans. Because when you look at how that money is going to be chopped up, when they get to the actual building of the buildings, they're going to need another $40 million, if not more. You got to look at what our veterans need, not what you want them to have. Our veterans need wraparound services along with housing. Our veterans need the services that's going to help them know that their room is not a tomb for them to continue to use substance abuse, but it is a place for them to heal so that they can better deal. Not $20 million, it's not gonna do the job. We got to look at workforce development. Who is going to build the building for the housing but veterans? Workforce development should be included in this process. Speaking of process, a lot of people think that we have a situation here where we only need one agency or two agencies to take care of this enormous problem that's being simply not understood, called veteran services. If we care about our veterans, let's act like we care about our veterans. Let's stop relegating responsibility to our veterans just to one or two agencies. I want to take my hat off, and I want to thank the president of Whittier Streets Community Health Center, Frederica M. Williams, Ms. Williams, for your work beyond what you do when you started looking out and showing a concern for our veterans by putting a place and a space for treatment, because a lot of veterans don't go to the VA because of the lack of cultural understanding when they go to get served by the so-called professional people there. You got to think about what's going on with our veterans and what's not going on with our veterans. I'm trying to talk to elected officials on all levels, and they looking at me like I got three heads. They're not responding, but they will. It is my intention and that of a few other veterans to organize ourselves better and to make our own noise instead of people trying to mute us and say that we're not that important. Well, when you raise your hand and say that you're ready to die, what else do you need to do? And you put the uniform on and they put a weapon in your hand and tell you to get on a boat and you're going someplace thousands of miles away from where you came from. And then when you come back, if you come back, some of us got problems. I said, some of us have problems.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Other Page Radio is concerned, and we put these PSAs up because we want to educate that it's not just a veteran, it's a family member who is affected by the behavior of a veteran that's in need of care. They become codependent based on the behaviors of the veteran. Let's put it like this, right? Let's put it like this. The Vietnam era war, let's just say, stopped 25 years ago. 25 years ago, the Vietnam War was declared over. And in that process, the veteran gets married and has three children, two girls and a boy, or two boys and a girl. The veteran, all of a sudden, because he or she were discharged from the military and were in combat zones or had combat experience or worked to support combat, they became traumatized. And they got out with trauma and drama, but wasn't given any services to try to de-escalate the emotional instabilities that they were having. So they just came out supposedly with no problem. And then PTSD being what it is, it doesn't show up when you would have it show up, but it shows up. And when it does show up, your behavior is no longer conducive to being a parent. I said your behavior is no longer conducive to being a parent because you are traumatized. You are unable to cope. PTSD is now an active ingredient in your life. You might want to self-medicate, drink, or use some other drug that puts you in a bad situation because you can't be the parent when you're intoxicated. Your child will see you're functioning in a zone that they don't understand, and so there is no communications between you and your child or your children or your wife who's trying to do all she can not only to take care of her children, but to take care of you, the veteran who is in trouble mentally. What do we do in a situation like that? It becomes exacerbating because you don't know what to do, and trouble comes along, and the veteran gets into the criminal justice system. Now he has a record. Now she has been involved with the court system. So that further pushes the child away. And the child, without the leadership, the strong leadership of the father or of the mother, if she's a veteran and involved in risky behavior, the child emulates the behavior and gets into trouble as well. That's what we're talking about here today, folks. We're talking about the crisis that remains with the veteran, even when he comes from serving the country and getting good paper, honorable discharges, but still has the effect from PTSD and other mental health traumas, and he can't get or she can't get any help. Think about that.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
You know, I'm not going to make this program hostage to what's going on in the politics. But I'll tell you one thing. Veterans, you need to look at these politicians that's saying that they're doing one thing and take your issues and put them way in the back to be replaced by an issue that the politician decides is more important than the issue of the veterans. Think about that. Let me run on the pump on me. seeing me here and there and telling me about the shelters and what they're going to do for the veterans, and they don't do nothing but ignore us. But when they need that vote, they all in your face, calling you up, sending you messages, and they know they haven't done anything. That's all I'm saying. If you're gonna get the veterans vote, do something for the veteran. What's wrong with doing something for the veteran? You're gonna give $68 billion to a country that has no allegiance to the United States and give the veterans nothing? Politics is politics, it seems, when it comes to veterans getting what they have earned. Nobody's given us anything. We had to earn that. But let me just try to switch this around. Let me tell you something, right? You probably already know about the Triad Veterans League petition to create a commemorative service stamp with the images from the Black calendar, Black Veterans calendar. We've been working on it the last 5 years to get a proposal with your support to the United States Postal Service requesting that the images from the Black Veterans calendar that we've been publishing for the last 7 or 8 years, we are taking those images and we have placed them on our petition that we've been sending around the country so that people could see the images from the calendar and see what those images mean, see what those images represent. We got the 54th Volunteer Regiment that fought in the Civil War that came out of Massachusetts. You got Crispus Attucks, who was the first fatality in the American Revolution, slain by the British in Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, like Massachusetts, is associated with patriotism. And we want people to understand that African-American veterans served since the American Revolution up until today. They're still serving. But the history remains a mystery, as we are not reporting out on the accomplishments despite the racism and the segregation of the veterans who sacrificed their lives for this country to be free. But where, I ask you, is their freedom? What do we do to get their freedom recognized? Triad Veterans League, as I said, is now in the process of submitting their proposal to the United States Postal Service, the appropriate unit, to consider our proposal, with signatures being collected across the country to show the support that we have. And we want to thank the William Monroe Trotter Institute, as well as the William Joyner Institute at UMass Boston, for supporting this project. This is a major project being guided by Triad Veterans League to honor the veterans for their services and to acknowledge the Artists for Humanity program in South Boston, where the young people who didn't know anything about veterans, especially African-American veterans, and their contributions. Triad Veterans League commissioned an exhibit of veterans' activities that started in the American Revolution and has gone all the way up to World War II, of images showing action of African-American veterans, to include the Tuskegee Airmen, veterans in the Spanish-American War, veterans in colonial times. All these images tell the story, and we want to create a commemorative stamp series to honor our veterans. And we need your support. 857-204-5312 for more information. We'll be right back.
Potential is everywhere. It's in every child, in every community.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts works to transform communities by empowering, defending, and igniting the potential of youth across Eastern Massachusetts, ensuring every child has the support from caring adults that they need for healthy development and success in life. Big Brothers Big Sisters fosters one-to-one mentoring relationships between child and adult, helping the youth in our communities achieve their fullest potential. But at any given moment, there are hundreds of children in our region in need of a caring adult role model.
Do you have what it takes to become a defender of potential? You can learn more at massbaybigs.org.
WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. This is the Other Page Radio, and my name is Haywood Fennell, and we are talking about our veterans, and we are asking you to be more supportive and more aware of the importance of services rendered by our veterans, and we want to try to make this commemorative stamp series signature drive, national drive. We want to try to get you in it, you and your family members in it. We don't want veterans to be overlooked and forgotten, because they did a lot. I know this. You do not have to be a veteran to support this project or support other veterans' projects. We need to be one when it comes to restoration of veterans' rights. I hear people talking about reparation, but today I'm talking about restoration, restore the rights for our veterans who are being ignored by elected officials. They have another agenda that does not include taking care of us while we, at one time or another, took care of them. Anytime a person can say that veterans are suckers, don't know what they're doing, you got to really look at that. Saying that a veteran is a sucker, when they raised their hand and said that they was ready to die, and here comes a guy that says veterans are losers and veterans are suckers, what would you tell that person if you saw them face to face? Don't ask me, because I wouldn't be doing no talking if I saw them or them, because there are a lot of people that don't want to admit that they were draft dodgers and they didn't serve like the veterans that we're trying to honor with this petition drive to get your signature. We're trying to honor some people that should have been honored a long time ago, but they have not been honored, and that is what I am talking about, honoring our veterans. And that should not be something hard to do anytime. I think by now Joe Biden has signed the bill that give $68 billion to the Ukraine to kill people. We have a war right here in our country for our veterans, and nobody seems to want to stand with veterans. That's going to change, though. That will change. We're going to change the game. We're going to vote as a bloc. Veterans are going to vote as a bloc. We're just not going to accept your word that you plan to do some things with veterans. And when we see that you haven't kept your word and you still in a sitting as an elected official, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to leave. There's no second chances here. Veterans that got shot over there in them countries, they didn't get no second chances. Why should you get a second chance? You got to do a little better than that, folks. You got to stand and demand. You have to be who you say you are. We wore the uniform. We didn't go in T-shirts or some other kind of clothing. We had to wear the uniform so people would know who we are. I wore the uniform. My brother wore the uniform. My uncle wore the uniform. Your brother, your father, your sister, your aunt wore the uniform. But you got people running around here saying that they want to do this and do that. But the nerve is say they want to run the country to be the commander in chief and call veterans losers and suckers. Think about that. That's the commander in chief calling you a loser. He could be the commander in chief. I don't want to jump the gun and he end up being that commander in chief. But he has the unmitigated gall, a non-service veteran, I mean civilians, to say that veterans are losers and suckers. Can't pay that any attention, right? You better. You better pay some attention. Because right now, things are not looking good. If you're a veteran, you got to stand and demand. You got to get involved. You got to get involved by getting to the phone and calling your friends and telling them that you are listening to the Other Page Radio on WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, talking about what we need to do as veterans to change the paradigm and get some help. And it has to come from ourselves because nobody is coming to save us. We must save ourselves. And we can do that. We got to be one. Not one of them, but one of us. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about anything but that. You got some nerd spending $68 billion. You know how much money that is? I don't. But I know it's more than they deserve. If they want to kill themselves, that's their business. But my business is to save our veterans and to demand that we be treated better. Our families need us. I just explained to you the dynamics of what happens when a veteran comes back from serving in a country. Maybe it was war there, maybe it wasn't. But they were prepared to die. And some of them did. And we're not doing anything for them today. People, the Vietnam War was over 20 years ago. And people are still suffering from the traumas of war. Boy, you don't know, man. You don't really know. You don't act like you want to know. You're going to run up and ask me to vote for you, and then you're going to find another issue that's more important than the veterans issue and ignore the veterans issue and pick up some other stuff, and then you're going to sign a bill of approval for $68 billion for two countries to fight and kill each other? If that's what we want to do, we shouldn't be trying to stop them. We should still be talking about helping our veterans. I live in Boston, but I've been across the Commonwealth looking at veteran situation from west to east. And they got a new Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and the governor has made it a cabinet-level position. It's my understanding that they have a bunch of veterans that sit on some kind of veterans board. I don't know how many of them have been in combat. I don't know how many of them have been homeless. I don't know any of them has been jail because of substance abuse, trying to medicate themselves. I don't know how many of them have tried suicide, which is on the rise. I don't know how many of them have families and wives and kids that they weren't able to raise because of their mental health stress. You know, I said suicide is on the rise. I don't see anything from the new veterans officers in our community that said they're in the community. They're planning now. They got $20 million trying to figure out how to do something for homeless veterans. But I tell you this, they need more money. And they need a plan, and they need to involve people that are not already involved. People like Ron Armstead, a historian. There's a whole lot of other ones that need to be involved. You got veterans in jails. They're not even looking at that. I remember they had a thing going around where they had a veterans court that was in West Roxbury, and most of the substance abuse cases at that time when they first came around was in Roxbury and should have been in Roxbury Court, the veterans court, to deal with that, but they didn't do that. No, they didn't do that. But like I said, I'm in it to win it. To the day I die, I'm going to be advocating. When you see me talking and walking, I'm talking about veterans. And I'm tired of us being overlooked. So-called politics giving us smiles and then distancing us by miles and not doing the things that they need to be doing. Right now, they just finished doing a Boston City Council meeting. But I'm going to be there next Wednesday. I'm going to see what they're talking about because I'm going to talk. I sent out emails, and I got a lot of email addresses of elected officials. They don't answer me. They don't talk to me. So I have to talk to them. We got to get the churches involved because there are a lot of veterans and family members that belong to churches. But sometimes you got churches that are politically connected and our message gets diluted. Step back, church. Step up, church, for the veteran. That's what we're talking about today. How are we going to help those that tried to save our lives, tried to save our country? We got to do better than this for our veterans. And I know the politicians can't look me in the eye and say that they did anything. They'll go the other way. They'll drop their head. And they'd be very angry because sometimes the truth sets you free. And once we step back from the lies of believing that we're being helped and we know that we're not being helped because we don't see anything tangible, look, veterans do not trust the VA. I'm going to say it again. Veterans do not trust the VA. You can say what you want to say.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
I put that on again because I know that there's not a lot of information in our community that's coming out of the Commission of Veterans Affairs for the City of Boston. I don't see any signs put up, you know, letting people know what his hours are. I don't see anything from the Office of the Commissioner of Veterans Services for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I don't see anything coming out of the governor's office telling us where to go when it comes to trying to get some services for our veterans and their families. You can also look at disabled veterans, see what they're doing. I plan to be down there tomorrow myself. Because people, we have laws that protect veterans. We have laws. And we need to make sure those laws are being enforced. They just can't do us the way they want to do us, ignore us, act like nothing was said. No. Nope. That's not going to work, folks. That's not going to work. So what I want to do is ask you to call 617-635-3023. That's Ed Flynn. He's a veteran at City Hall. Or 617-635-1000 and ask to be directed to the phone extension for Commissioner Robert Santiago, the Commissioner of Veteran Services for the City of Boston, and ask them, what is the plan for housing for our veterans? What is the plan to bring workforce development in for our veterans, male or female? What is the plan? And how do you get involved as a veteran? These people really think we crazy, you know. You don't raise your hand, went through basic training, boot camp, whatever you want to call it, then don a uniform, go home on leave, and then go back to get your training and everything and get your orders to go someplace you ain't never been before. And it's thousands of miles away, and the people don't speak English. Where are you going to go for services that you need when you come back from those countries that you saved or your ancestors saved when they served in the United States military? That's why Triad Veterans League is talking about the commemorative stamp series that needs to be in place. It is a proposal to have a stamp, a group of stamps with these images of African-American veterans' participation in wars to save other countries, and we cannot even save ourselves from the racist attitudes that would deny us opportunities when we came back from over there, somewhere. Kind of changed a little bit, and we want to again thank the William Monroe Trotter Institute at UMass Boston, along with the William Trotter Institute at UMass Boston, for stepping up and wanting to help with this commemorative stamp project. There's going to be a lot of coordinated activities around publicizing the information to make this petition drive what it needs to be, successful. We are thinking as one fist, not one finger, to create a commemorative stamp series showing the history of African-American military serving this country. And now we're asking this country to serve us. Treat us better than we're being treated. Don't cheat us out of what you know we are deserving to have. Don't act like we didn't do anything in this process called defending the rights of Americans. You can't do that. You won't do that. This is the Other Page Radio.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up,
that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Boy, I'm telling you, man. I mean, I just can't believe it. $68 billion? And we don't have a veteran shelter in our community? Not a shelter, but a place for our veterans with wraparound services? We don't have that in Roxbury. We don't have that in Dorchester. We don't have that in Mattapan. And you got people that came here, some folks call them illegals, but they're here and they got a place to stay. Come on, Governor. How do you explain that? They don't even know what our flag represents. Our flag is not a rag. It denotes our greatness as a people, our sacrifices. Our veterans is not to be ignored. Just as simple as that. You can't continuously ignore those that have built this country and died for this country and bring in a bunch of people that have done absolutely nothing for this country and displaced the services that our veterans are eligible for. Explain that one. Tell a veteran why somebody else that's not from this country should have a place to stay and you as a veteran should not. Tell me that. Tell me, how did you get to that conclusion? They were young, a lot of them, when they went overseas. And those that came back with the once sparkling eyes or eyes are all dull like dead fish in a fish market on the ice. Can't talk about what happened to them. Don't want you to know about it. Sitting in the dark and all of a sudden, one of those memories hit them. But they was talking to a friend, and the next thing you know, the friend is gone, blown up. And then they can't talk about it. Why would they want to talk about it? That's painful. That's too painful. They need help. They don't need a room that can become a tomb if they're not getting wraparound services. Our veterans deserve the best of everything. I look at those people that call themselves political leaders who have never experienced military. They don't even know about the military. Some of them down at City Hall, though, they cut the budget for the commissioner's office. But the mayor, Mayor Wu, overrode that and restored the cuts. So they don't really want veterans to be treated right because they got together and they cut the budget. That's why we got to hold these elected officials accountable. All of them. Later for the smiles and the styles. If you're not trying to do anything for veterans, you need to move out the way. You need to go on about your business because we can't grow like that. Raised my hand, said I would die. Raised my hand, said I would try. To free America, to free America. Raised my hand. That's what I did. I raised my hand. That's what my brother did. He raised his hand. That's what my uncle did. He raised his hand. That's what a lot of my friends did. They raised their hands. Are you going to ignore them and give away $68 billion to continue a war that we should have no involvement? Think about that. I do all the time. And people need to understand that we fought and we came back home. and our family members was glad to see us. And then they realized that we wasn't the same as we were when we left. See, when you get back, some didn't get back. Some that got back want to go back. Some that got back want to go back because they can't talk back about what they saw, what they were involved in. So they found another way of smothering the pain by using drugs. And then the drugs was no longer helping them, and then they began to get thoughts of ending it all. Thoughts of ending the pain. Thoughts of suicide. That's where we are today, folks. We are no longer thinking about living, trapped in a world of horrors, unable to speak about it. We're talking about ending it all. You got to really think about that. You came and you saw, but you did not conquer. Because when you came back to this country, a lot of you were wrestling with the fate of someone that had mental health issues. And we gotta try to bring them back to the sanity, to posture them so that they can heal and deal. We need them. A lot of them are in jails just being treated like they don't have any issues because the government and the departments of corrections, and there's a lot of them, they don't have a plan to work with our veterans. They give them some tranquilizers to keep them tranquil, I guess. I don't know. All I know is that we have to fight to get the treatment that our brothers and sisters need. They're in the prison, but they're in the street. They're locked in with their trauma because they can't cope. There's one other program I want to tell you about. I should have more information the next time you hear this voice. It's about lung cancer in African Americans. It's a rise in that count. We got to try to get that survey out there. Talk to our veterans. But you know something? A lot of times you'll find veterans that don't want to be identified as veterans. They'll go to other places in the community to serve. And if asked if they are veterans, they will immediately say no because they don't want to go to the VA. They'd rather hide in community-based healthcare agencies. And we got to get them out of there. We got to get them up so they can stand up and demand that they be treated better. Don't forget, they serve. And we got to serve them now. We got to help them now. Because when they raised their hands and got on them troop carriers or them airplanes, however they got over in those foreign countries, their lives were on the line. A war was going on. Some of them didn't make it back. Some did. Some lost an eye or a limb of some kind. And some lost their minds. We can't forget these people. We got to remember them. We got to help them and their families. It's all about help now. It's no longer about going up in the hoochies or the jungles and killing up people that you don't even know. We want you to remember the veteran. And our petition for the United States Commemorative Stamp Series, the petition is going to be all over. You can go on change.org, I think it's change.org, and sign up right now. You can sign up right now. Support. Support the petition. for the commemorative stamp series, the United States commemorative stamp series, with the images coming from the Black Calendar, sponsored by Triad Veterans League. Be supportive of our veterans, because veterans are an overlooked and underused community resource. And we're going to stop right here, and we're going to thank you for being our guests. But don't forget, support our veterans.